Ridge, in a nutshell, what's the purpose of MTI, Metabolomics Technology, Inc.?
The company is developing diagnostic tests using the new science of metabolomics. And one of the first tests that we've developed is a test to be able to screen for colon cancer.
And what's the importance of having this new test?
So the challenge with colon cancer today is that our diagnostic capabilities are hampered. The best technology that we have on the market today is a colonoscopy. Colonoscopies are actually great in terms of their ability to detect for colon cancer as well as to detect for the precursors of colon cancer, which are these precancerous polyps. The problem with colonoscopies, though, is that they're very expensive, and we really are only able to screen about 10 to 15% of the population that we'd like to, just because we don't have enough capacity.
You mentioned this new science of metabolomics. Could you just explain a little bit about what that is?
Certainly. In our bodily fluids, saliva, blood, and urine, we give off waste products from metabolism. And what MTI has found is that particular compounds that we give off in our urine will change in their concentrations when we suffer from certain types of diseases. We've identified a certain signature or a certain number of components that change significantly when we have both colon cancer or if we have the precancerous polyps that are expressed in our colon. In both cases, we see very specific changes in concentrations of these compounds. We can detect those changes and therefore then diagnose the patient as to whether they have colon cancer or whether they have the precancerous polyps.
Your company has just received $375,000 in funding from Alberta Innovates Health Solutions and the Alberta Cancer Legacy Fund. What will you do with that money? How's that going to help you?
Right. So MTI is a development company, and so all the work that we've done has been on the development side. We've developed a test. We've done a number of clinical trials on that test, but we haven't taken that test commercial. So the next step for MTI is to work with companies and organizations that have that capability to deliver these types of tests to the market. And so this fund allows us to work with Dynalife, which is a local diagnostic company, which actually has a global presence, but has the contract to deliver diagnostic services in Alberta, as well as to work with Alberta Health Services, which is our healthcare provider in Alberta.
So does that mean that you're going to be doing clinical trials or tests?
So we've already completed clinical trials.
Mm-hmm.
The MTI has worked with the University of Alberta, and we completed a 1,200-patient clinical trial approximately 2 years ago. This test is really about operation. How does the test actually logistically work? How do we take the samples from the public? How do we get those samples transferred to where we need to? How do we do the analysis? And how do we get those results back to healthcare practitioners? So the clinical trial, if you will, the efficacy of the test or how well it works has already been determined. But now, because we've done that in a very pristine environment, i.e. we conducted these clinical trials at the University of Alberta, it's a very controlled environment, it's a very different scenario to take this test now to a large-scale population screening scenario where you're trying to screen people from small-town Alberta to large cities. And so that is what we're trying to validate, is what are some of the processes and logistic hurdles that we would have to overcome to be able to make this test ready to become a large-scale population screening test.
And where would you be doing this?
So we're working on two aspects. The first aspect is we're doing a logistics trial, if you will, in Lethbridge, Alberta. We wanted to do it in a smaller community in Alberta, but also quite distant from Edmonton so that we would have to hand over all the logistics to another third party. So that's the first part of it. The second part of it is we also know that part of the ability to get this test to market and to be able to screen large numbers of individuals, we would have to get this onto what we call a testing platform that can scale to large populations. And so we'll also be working with Dynalife here in Edmonton to look at developing that high throughput platform, if you will, to be able to deliver this test to a large number of people.
How long will it take to go through this process?
We're anticipating about a year or a little bit more for us to complete the logistics trials in Lethbridge as well as to do the platform development with DynaLife.
So assuming all goes well, does that mean then you'd be able to go to market, or is there still another step or two before you actually get the product out onto the market?
Sure. So from a logistics and a technical perspective, the test would then be ready. There are a couple of other steps we would need to do. We will be filing for regulatory approval for this test. That'll be forthcoming shortly, as well as the test would need to be accepted and approved by Alberta Health. And that's another step that we would have to take as well.
What is it then that people will actually have in their hands to work with? What will the test actually be like?
What the test will be is it'll be very similar to the types of tests that we already do when we do our annual physicals and we go into the diagnostic lab to give our blood samples or urine samples. For this case, we would take a little extra urine from the people that we're looking to screen, and then that test would be sent to a central laboratory for processing, and it would be able to determine if those individuals that were being screened either had cancer or if they had precancerous polyps.
So ultimately, what's the benefit of your test over what's available now?
As I indicated earlier, there's two ways to test for colon cancer. Right now, the best way is the colonoscopy. And as I indicated earlier, while it's a great method of testing, it's expensive and we're at capacity and we're only able to screen a small portion of the people that we'd like to screen. There are non-invasive tests on the market. These are a family of fecal-based tests that people may have heard of. And while they're non-invasive and a little bit easier to administer than, say, a colonoscopy, they have a couple of problems. The first problem is that particularly for screening for polyps, which is the stage that we want to catch these cancers at, these fecal-based tests are very poor in their ability to catch polyps. They're reasonably okay for catching cancer, but the problem is that once you already have cancer, even at the early stages, your chances of survival drop significantly. They drop to about 50%. So really, from a population screening perspective, you'd like to catch patients before they actually get cancer. So the real advantage there is to be able to detect at the polyp stage. These fecal-based tests don't work for that. Secondly, even for cancer, we have a patient compliance problem. Unlike giving a urine sample at a diagnostic lab, which is relatively easy, and you and I are quite familiar with doing that, the fecal samples are actually collected at home. And in Alberta, we have a very poor compliance rate. Only 14, that's 14% of Albertans who are prescribed to take this test actually do it and turn in the samples. So there's a problem with the fecal-based tests. First of all, very few people do them. And secondly, even when they do them, they're not a good screening tool because they do not screen for polyps. They only test for the cancer.
It's an awfully long process, isn't it? Getting from the discovery stage to the point where you actually can start using this test. How long has it been that you've been working on this?
Certainly. Well, you know, the research team has been working on it for some time. I would say it's probably around 5 or 6 years to this date. And I have been associated with the company for probably about 2.5 years. So yeah, it has been a long time coming, and it'll yet be another couple of years for tests like this to be approved and available on the market. But these are all the steps that we need to take, because in the end, any type of medical procedure that we bring on the market has to be tested and validated in numerous ways to make sure that it's safe and accurate for the public.
Thank you very much, Reg, and congratulations on the funding.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.